KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a few sprinkles outside of our studios on the north side of Atlantic. It's 70 degrees. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch since 7 a.m., bringing our total for the storm system to 76/100ths. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Southwest Iowa news, an investigation conducted by multiple law enforcement agencies in Montgomery County into the theft of utility terrain vehicles, or UTVs, and other machines resulted in the arrest of two men for possession of stolen property, with additional charges pending. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Monday 29-year-old Jesse Fitzwater of Villisca and 32-year-old Cale Briner of Grant City, Missouri were arrested in connection with the incidents. Authorities say additional arrests are possible pending the outcome of the investigation. Fitzwater was arrested Friday evening in Grant. Briner was arrested in Villisca Saturday evening. Officials say at around 1:43 a.m. Friday, deputies investigated in the northeast part of Montgomery County the location of a John Deere Gator reported stolen from Adams County. When they came into contact with the machine at about 110th and V Avenue, the person operating the UTV led deputies on a short pursuit ending in a cornfield. The suspect, later identified as Fitzwater, took off on foot but was apprehended without further incident just after 7 p.m. Friday. Additional information in the case led to the search for Cale Briner, who was already wanted on various charges out of Ringgold County, Nottoway County, Missouri, and Grant City, Missouri. Briner was also a suspect in numerous burglaries. Saturday evening, deputies went to Briner's residence in Villisca. When he saw them, Briner took off on foot and disappeared. A perimeter was set up and a canine search was conducted. The canine unit located Briner hiding under a tarp next to some vehicles, and after initially resisting arrest, Briner was taken into custody. Deputies made contact with the tenant of the property and discovered multiple stolen and believed to be stolen items located in a garage. The suspected stolen items were seized and taken into evidence for identification. On Sunday, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office followed up on information involving a golf cart stolen from Taylor County, and as a result, the cart was recovered at a residence in Adams County at around 12:15 a.m. Sunday. Agencies involved in the investigation include the Montgomery, Adams, and Taylor County Sheriff's Offices, with the assistance of deputies from Cass and Fremont counties. Officials with the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday three men from Maryland had been arrested Saturday on drug charges. 24-year-old Daniel Damiba, 25-year-old Shem Smith, and 27-year-old Deacon Vickers, all of Maryland, were each charged with possession of marijuana first offense. They were brought to the Cass County Jail and then released Sunday on their own recognizances. Last Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested 29-year-old Craig Stephen Mum of Anita on charges of domestic abuse and obstruction of emergency communications. Mum was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a central Iowa woman arrested last week on drug and theft charges is now facing charges of giving false information and identification. A woman who identified herself initially as 23-year-old Leslie Rodriguez was identified by another inmate at the Pott County Jail as 23-year-old Consuelo Sanchez. Sanchez was originally taken into custody after the vehicle she was driving was discovered in the ditch off Interstate 80 at the 24-mile marker. The woman was initially charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and theft in the second degree for possessing a stolen vehicle. Deputies recovered the Acura TL at the scene along with a half a gram of marijuana. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also 35-year-old Brandy Pengraft of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday evening following a traffic stop on Highway 183. Pengraft was charged with OWI first offense and cited for improper use of lanes. Also arrested Saturday in Pott County was 18-year-old Peter Hobart of Council Bluffs. He was arrested on warrants for felony theft in the second degree and a serious misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge. His arrest Saturday occurred after a deputy pulled over a vehicle that was known to have been involved in a pursuit last Friday. Hobart told the deputy he believed his brother was driving at the time of the pursuit. Police in Creston say a woman residing in the 300 block of North Sumner Avenue has reported an incident of vandalism. Authorities say sometime between July 24th and 25th, a person or persons unknown shot out the back passenger window of the victim's vehicle. The damage was estimated at $150. The incident remains under investigation. Creston police reported yesterday the arrest on Friday of 40-year-old Carla Millard. The Creston woman was arrested on an OWI charge, first offense, and later and then released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 53-year-old Lisa Marie Byrd of Lorimer was arrested Sunday afternoon. Byrd was brought to the Union County Law Enforcement Center and charged with domestic assault. Her bond was set at $300. And a woman from Afton reported Sunday morning that a tire on her pickup was slashed overnight Saturday and early Sunday morning in Lorimore. The damage was estimated at $100. The Union County Sheriff's Office also said a motorcycle versus deer accident occurred Saturday morning and resulted in two people being transported by private vehicle to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. 47-year-old David Love of Lorimore was traveling south on Rio Road at around 9:35 a.m. Saturday when a deer ran out of the ditch and into the side of Love's 2004 Harley-Davidson. Love managed to keep the cycle upright during the accident and pulled over to the side of the road. A passenger on the cycle, 41-year-old Jessica Comstock of Lorimore, complained of pain and again was transported to the hospital. The cycle sustained $1,500 damage. State climatologist Harry Hilliker says that most of the state got more rain than normal in July.
Statewide, averaging over a little bit over 6 inches of rainfall, and typically you get about 4.2 inches or so of rain during the month.
In Atlantic at the KJAN studios, we received 7.78 inches of rain last month, which was 3.16 more than average. Most rain fell on July the 11th, 17th, and 19th, along with the 27th. Hilliker says there was one area of the state, though, that missed out on the extra rain.
The far northwest corner along the South Dakota border, where some areas are only roughly about half the usual amount of rain up that way. And fortunately, they had fairly good rainfall earlier this season, but got left out for the most part during July.
All of the rainy days were offset by the sunny ones when it came to average temperature.
Overall, averaged out just 0.2 degree cooler than usual, and had a couple of episodes of unusually cool weather. One to start off the first 3 or 4 days of the month. Our temperatures were well below normal. Very cool 4th of July, for example.
In Atlantic, the average high last month was 83, and that was 2.17 degrees cooler than normal, while the average low of 62 was 1 degree cooler than normal. Our warmest day here was on July 21st when we hit 92 degrees, while the coolest morning was on the 17th at 51 degrees. Hilliker says Iowa also had 1 week near the end of the month where the high heat and humidity made it feel pretty miserable outside.
Heat index readings 110 degrees or higher 4 days in a row, 20th to the 23rd of the month, and that'd be the temperature, what it feels like when you factor in the humidity. And the highest of those heat index readings, 119 degrees, came at Shenandoah.
And that was on July the 21st. Authorities yesterday released the name of a crop dusting pilot who was killed when his plane crashed in western Iowa. The plane wreckage was discovered around 9:45 a.m. Friday by a crew responding to a power outage about 3.5 miles south of Sac City. The sheriff's office said Monday that a preliminary investigation shows the plane clipped the static lines on high voltage power and came down on in a cornfield. In a news release, the sheriff's office said the pilot was identified as 44-year-old Mark Watson, who lived in Burlington. An autopsy has been ordered. And the Glenwood Police Department reports three recent arrests. On Monday, 22-year-old Colton McDaniel of Pacific Junction was taken into custody for attempted burglary and domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail until making an appearance before the magistrate. On Saturday, Glenwood Police arrested 26-year-old Herndon Bowie of Ashford, Alabama, on a charge of public intoxication. And last Friday, 55-year-old Carl Carlson of Shenandoah was arrested in Glenwood for fourth-degree theft and trespassing. His bond was set at $1,300. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.